Blog Talk Radio.
3, 2, 1. On this Cyber Monday 2020, is it time to create a smart TV day for holiday shopping? What do you think? I'll make a case for that next. Also ahead, change ahead for the FCC's top person, the new dish drag, our new classic trivia question, and a musical show to know, a tragedy, showing up this Friday. Hello, everyone. I'm Simon Applebaum, simulcasting live from New York on Blog Talk Radio, Spreaker, and TuneIn Radio, and presented on iHeartRadio's Podcast Network and Amazon Music. This just in, it's Cyber Monday and post-Thanksgiving, and tomorrow will be televised. Brought to you by Audible.com, the leading provider of spoken audio entertainment and information that will transform the way you hear the world. Listen to audiobooks whenever and wherever you want. Get a free book or two when you sign up for a 30-day trial at audibletrial.com/televised. More details later in the program. 61 degrees and gloomy at the top of the hour here in New York. And on this post-Thanksgiving Monday, we welcome you to the program about TV's current and future. On behalf of Blog Talk Radio, Speaker Tune Radio, our podcast affiliates, Apple TV, I hope you had a wonderful time, whether you were by yourself, with your family, friends, etc. Hope you made the most of it, given this coronavirus pandemic, and we're glad you're back here with us on this Monday. We have a very interesting show for you without a guest, so stay tuned, and if you like what you hear, respond to it. All you got to do is pick up the phone and give us a call, 646-652-2906. That's 646-652-2906. The number is good anyway, or catch us across the country or around the globe. You're on Blog Talk Radio, Speaker, TuneIn Radio. Chat room is open as well, so if you're shy about the phone, use that. It's SimonApple04 by name. That's where our room is. And you can find it at our homepage, blogtalkradio.com/televised. And as always, while the program is happening, you can connect others by using Facebook Timeline. Click on the Facebook icon, your Blog Talk Radio, Speaker, or TuneIn screen. Follow the instructions. Others give me live with you. Before we get to the rest of our program, let's give you the latest news notes. A changing of top guard, the Federal Communications Commission, will happen when Joe Biden becomes the next president of the United States. Current FCC Chairman Ajit Pai, who joined the government's main media agency 8 years ago, will end his tenure there January 20th, 2021. Pai announced his decision to leave early this afternoon. No word yet over which FCC commissioner will step up and move into Pai's role. One leading contender, according to some published reports, is Jessica Rosenworcel, who has been at the FCC since 2012. We're less than 48 hours away from next our own TV stations, over 100 at least across the country, going dark on Dish Network. Negotiations between Dish and Nexstar on a new carriage deal start this past July, and at this hour, there's no agreement in the making. WGN America also would be blacked out on Dish if a new contract is not approved before this Wednesday. 5 Disney-owned networks will present an NFL wildcard playoff game in January. ESPN and ABC will simulcast the game in traditional manner, with ESPN2 and Freeform offering separate transmissions with their own announcing teams and unique elements. ESPN Deportes will carry the game in Spanish with its own announcing team. The wildcard match, depending on who plays and where, will be live January 9th or 10th. Also, 2 of the final ESPN Monday Night Football games will be simulcast on ABC starting with this coming Monday night. Not tonight. Next Monday night, and then one later in December around Christmas and Hanukkah time. So once again, 2 of the final ESPN Monday Night Football games will be simulcast on your local ABC station. The first one will be next Monday night. Now some quickies. NBC's way slimmed down Thanksgiving Day presentation of the Macy's Parade had 20 million viewers, down slightly from last year. Telemundo offered a live Spanish simulcast for the very first time. Discovery will divulge key details of its new mega-programming venture Wednesday at noon Eastern Time, 9 a.m. Pacific. It's expected to be largely unscripted, and there'll be some special guests to make the introduction. And HBO Max's Carrie Underwood holiday special, My Gift, will premiere this Thursday. And that is news notes for today. Coming up, we will have our classic trivia question of the week, our show to know, which takes place this Friday in a very unusual way, and a comment about, let's make one day in this holiday season, a smart TV day. I'll make the case for that. The first awards from our fine sponsor at Audible.com. And if you're looking for something very unique to give as a holiday gift for someone, how about this? An original audio production by none other than popular comedian Kevin Hart. It's called The Decision. And you can get it right now when you become a trial member of Audible.com. Remember, Audible.com is the leading provider of spoken digital audio entertainment information, inspiration too, with over 200,000 titles to choose from, including the growing catalog of Audible Originals, I'm talking about original productions like The Decision by Kevin Hart, Best of Broadway, Off Broadway, and Regional Theater, and great one woman and one man performances. Remember, you can listen to any audiobook from Audible on any device, including whatever you're hearing us on right now at Blog Talk Radio, Spreaker, TuneIn Radio, Amazon Music, iHeartRadio, etc., etc. All you got to do is sign up at audibletrial.com/televised. That's audibletrial.com/televised. You get one free audiobook, 1 month trial, special health and wellness material for limited time only, and great customer service, especially around this time of year, from Audible's parent, Amazon.com. And that's not all. If you are an Amazon Prime customer already, make that 2 audiobooks you can get with the trial, including an Audible original. So how about making now the time to finally discover how Audible.com can transform the way you hear the world? Like I said before, it makes a sensational holiday gift that lasts a lifetime. So for all the details, head on down to audibletrial.com/televised. And now it's time for our classic trivia question of the week. We got a brand new one for you with 2 prizes in play. But first, we got to give you the current classic trivia answer. Nobody got it, unfortunately. Actually, Ryan Lerman, one of our previous winners, did get it the week before last, but nobody else did. That's new. So here was the question. Complete the title of this 1987 CBS made-for-TV movie starring Alan Arkin. The answer? Escape, blank, blank. Now the answer, Escape from Sobibor. Escape from Sobibor. It actually won a Golden Globe nomination for Best Made-for-TV Movie that year. And also, Rutger Hauer, who co-starred with Arkin, I believe won a Golden Globe Award for Best Supporting Actor in a Made-for-TV Movie or Miniseries. So the answer to that question, Escape from Sobibor, was the 1987 CBS Made-for-TV Movie starring Alan Arkin that we were requesting the title of the last 2 weeks. So now, we got a brand new question for you. And if you're first with the correct answer, we have 2 prizes in play. Once again, we're going to offer the DVD of Crazy Stupid Love, the popular movie starring Steve Carell, Ryan Gosling, Julianne Moore, Emma Stone, Marissa Tomei, Kevin Bacon, whole cast of thousands. And we're going to add something very unusual. Never offered this before. It's called Clutch Plus. It's from Telaria. It's a unique clip that works with cards, phone stand, some other possibilities too. So we'll offer both these prizes if you know the answer to the following question. One of the great and most prolific television stars in existence of the medium is Lloyd Bridges. He was a movie star first. Maybe you remember his great performance, supporting performance in High Noon, also other movies of the early and mid-1950s. And then he made the move to television as Mike Nelson, the popular frogman in the classic TV series Sea Hunt. That was the first of a prolific number of TV series, scripted TV series, that he starred in. And that's what we want to know. How many TV series, scripted TV series, starred Lloyd Bridges? How many scripted TV series starred Lloyd Bridges? We're looking for scripted TV series, not miniseries, and not unscripted series. Scripted TV series. And as you'll find out, quite a few. So if you know the answer to that question, email me, simonapple04@yahoo.com. It's simonapple04@yahoo.com. Remember to enclose your name and your mailing address. And if you first get the correct answer, you'll win the Crazy Stupid Love DVD and this very unusual Clutch Plus clip from Telaria. And if we don't get a winner by the end of today, we'll post the question tomorrow morning on Facebook and on Twitter. You can find me on Facebook at Simon Applebaum and on Twitter at UBC Simon TWBT. That's UBC Simon TWBT. And remember, if you've won before, let somebody else have the glory and get a win for the very first time. They will appreciate it. So will you, too. So anyway, remember to email me, simonapple04@yahoo.com. Play in for the win today, and all the very best. Now time for our regular feature, A Show to Know, where we highlight a program that you might not know about that we think is worth your while. You might not know about it because it's not been well marketed, promoted, publicized, or it falls on the radar screen of critics and journalists. We have featured a wide variety of programs in our Show to Know segment over the years, but nothing like this in 2 ways. First, it's our first Show to Know from a local television station. In this case, WABC-TV, the flagship ABC affiliate here in New York. And secondly, it's a program that is not being offered on broadcast, not being offered on cable, not being offered on a service like Netflix, Hulu, Amazon, et cetera, not being offered in syndication. You literally have to directly go to a smart TV device or smart TV set. In this case, Apple TV, any TV set which has Android as an operating system, Amazon Fire TV, and Roku. The program, Eyewitness to the Death of John Lennon. That's right. 40 years ago, next Tuesday, December 8th, 1980, John Lennon was murdered here in New York across from Central Park at the Dakota Hotel. Eyewitness News, which is still WABC's local news programming, was the first station on the scene to deliver the sad news. In fact, Alan Weiss, who was a producer, a key producer at Eyewitness News, was in the hospital dealing with his own injury at the time that Lennon was fighting for his life. Eyewitness to the death of John Lennon presents the actual Eyewitness News reporting of that night and the preceding days. In addition, it has new interviews with many of the people involved with Eyewitness News at the time, including reporters Doug Johnson, John Johnson, Geraldo Rivera, a friend of John Lennon because of his work on the 101 telethons locally, dealing with the plight of the mentally ill at the time because of situations like Willowbrook, and also Weiss as well, and other people involved at WABC-TV at the time. You should know that it was ABC, because of Eyewitness News reporting, that Howard Cosell, that night on Monday Night Football, broke the news nationally into the world that John Lennon had passed away here in New York. It's an amazing special. I believe it's about an hour. And again, it's called Eyewitness to the Death of John Lennon. Now, again, you have to go directly to your – if you have Amazon Fire TV, if you have Roku, if you have Apple TV, or your TV set is Android TV is the operating system, or Google TV now is the operating system, you've got to go directly there to catch the program. You may have to do it through ABC's own smart TV app. And to find out where the app is, here's where you go online, abc7ny.com. That's abc7ny.com. And again, the program will be available this Friday. That's right, this Friday, December 4th. Plus, if you're here in the New York area, WABC-TV will play the special the following Sunday, December 13th, 5 p.m. Eastern time. That's WABC-TV will run this special Sunday, December 13th, not this coming Sunday, following Sunday, at 5 p.m. Eastern time. For more details about the special or to get the link to get to your smart TV, if it can take the special, it's abc7ny.com. That's abc7ny.com. Eyewitness to the Death of John Lennon premieres this Friday on Apple TV, Android TV, equipped television sets, Roku, and Amazon Fire TV. I'd love to hear from you about a future show to know segments. Is there a TV show you like that you feel deserves enough attention, doesn't get it right now? Well, we want to give it that attention, but we got to hear from you. So give us a call, or actually email me, simonapple04@yahoo.com. It's simonapple04@yahoo.com. Or find me on Facebook, follow me on Twitter, follow me on LinkedIn. Let me know the information. And if we use your suggestion on the air, you get the credit. Again, it's simonapple04@yahoo.com. If you have a suggestion for an upcoming show to know. As you know by now, this is Cyber Monday. It's the Monday after Black Friday, and it's one of the biggest holiday shopping days when it comes to using your computer to get what you want this holiday season and beyond. And the way things are looking, because Black Friday, despite the coronavirus pandemic, despite the lockdowns, despite the reduced hours, et cetera, it looks like, according to various research firms who reported over the weekend and earlier today, Black Friday actually did better in sales than last year, despite all the obstacles. So it stands to reason that Cyber Monday today will also top what it did last year. But what's interesting to me about Cyber Monday is that nobody is discussing another way to order merchandise that's available to millions of you out there, and that is your smart TV set and smart TV device. I haven't heard a thing on CNBC, on Fox Business Network, on Bloomberg, on Cheddar, any of the nightly newscasts, on the all-news channels, etc., about using your smart TV set or your smart TV device as a way to shop for the holidays. Not one report. Amazing. Well, I think it's time that we establish a smart TV day. Just like, you know, we established Black Friday, we established Cyber Monday, Amazon has Amazon Prime Days, there's those major days that Alibaba does, they're available worldwide. How about a smart TV day during this holiday season where you are encouraged to use your smart TV set or your smart TV device to shop? You might find it easier than your computer or your smartphone or your laptop or your tablet. And frankly, we, the American public, are in very good shape to use our smart TV sets and devices, and the retail industry is in very good shape to utilize smart TV sets and smart devices as a way to boost sales. Why, you may ask? Fact. Let's start with this. 80% plus of all U.S. households have smart TV sets and devices. Fact. Currently, that group of households is now watching tens of billions of hours of content and apps through those sets, through those devices. And as always, this Black Friday, this holiday season, they continue, these sets and devices, to be big, big sellers with more capability, with more capacity than ever before, and at the lowest prices ever. Whether you get them online, you go to your Best Buy, you go to your PC Richards in the New York area, you go to other consumer electronics stores, you go to Walmart, Target, Big Lots, etc. And they continue to be hot, hot sellers. Number three, and one of the most important facts, all smart TV sets and devices now on the market or being made have artificial intelligence capability. The ability through Alexa, Siri, Google Assistant, Cortana, etc., to control the TV set with your voice as well as your remote control, making the whole idea of ordering merchandise from your set even easier than ever. Because all you have to do is say, Alexa, order me this blank from Crate and Barrel, this blank from Williams-Sonoma, this blank from Walmart, this blank from Home Depot, this blank from Benjamin Moore, Sherman Williams, this blank from True Value Hardware Stores. It's easier than ever because these artificial intelligence voice features are standard with these devices and these sets. And of course, as you know, if you've used these audio services as smart speakers or as part of smart TV sets, the capability, what you can do with them, is getting easier and easier and easier. And you also have Portal TV from Facebook, which allows you to do video chat and augmented reality on the television set, which could be used. And you have 5G now incorporated TV sets that could also help in terms of adding capacity for ordering products and services in a major way. And let's not forget that there already is a way, a national service that is already taking advantage of the ability for you to order merchandise or products and services, and that's Food Network Kitchen. It's been around now for over a year, and you have the opportunity with Food Network Kitchen to order food, kitchen utensils, various ingredients, do it anytime you like, and with Amazon involved as a co-partner with Discovery, you can get whatever you order shipped to you same day or next day. I wish that Discovery would incidentally disclose how they're doing with those sales and what they're doing to promote it. It'll be interesting to see if on Wednesday, when Discovery announces their new global mega service that'll be available on smart TV sets and smart devices, whether, because it's going to be mostly unscripted programming, they will have a merchandise item or a merchandise feature where anytime you like, you can order merchandise. I'm curious to see if that's going to come up. Even if it doesn't, given all the facts I just stated, it's time. It's time for smart TV sets and smart TV devices to become a major way you shop. After all, back in the 80s, you started doing it with video programming like Home Shopping Network and QVC, Cable Value Network at the time, other services, for all that cubic zirconia jewelry and home electronics and video games and so forth. So what's the difference between that and using your smart TV set or smart device when it's easier than ever because of artificial intelligence voice features? I think the thing we need to do to set up this day is very simple. Somebody should take the lead on making this happen. Just like Amazon took the lead on Prime Day, or Alabama took the lead on their days, or somebody took the lead in the retailing industry on Black Friday and Cyber Monday. I have a couple of possibilities here. How about the Consumer Technology Association, the main consumer electronics trade organ that does CES every year, which is coming up, by the way, in mid-January, first time ever virtual. Wouldn't it be great if this organization, which took the lead on high-definition television, took the lead on 5G, took the lead on advocating next-gen television, took the lead on creating a smart TV day? They got the staff to do it. They got the resources to do it. They got the loyalty of the consumer electronics people, TV sets and smart device included. They have one of the best trade association leaders in Gary Shapiro, who's always talking about innovation. He created the term Innovation Nation. How about it, Gary and crew? Let's put a smart TV day on the map. And when you do your virtual CES in January, focus on getting a smart TV day up and running, highlighting the various capabilities, current and future, of smart TV sets and smart devices, and get the retail industry to buy into that. You are the perfect organization to do it. Also, I'd like to see the next-gen TV people get involved, as well as NAB, the National Association of Broadcasters, and NCTA, the National Cable Television Association. Let's get it done. And by the way, let's also bring people in like HomeAdvisor and TripAdvisor and Trivago and all those Carvana, Cars.com, all those wonderful services, the Angie's List, all those wonderful services you can utilize online that involve, you know, you and making an order for service. They can also play a big role in advocating a smart TV day, a smart TV product ordering day, merchandise ordering day. And maybe one of the mega programming services like Peacock or Hulu, which does interactive advertising, could also be involved, or HBO Max, which is going to become ad-supported with a special version of their service next year. Wouldn't that be nice for them to be involved too? People, it's time. We are a very innovative nation, folks, and if we can do a Black Friday and a Cyber Monday and have it out of nowhere spring into major days of holiday shopping, we can have a smart TV day this time of year. It's time. What do you say? I'd like to hear from you. Email me, simonapple04@yahoo.com. It's simonapple04@yahoo.com. Love to hear from you on our next episode. If you email me, we'll get your thoughts on the program. So email me or find me on Facebook, follow me too. I'd love to hear what you think. And by the way, if you want a smart TV day, I'd like to know if you would use it. What merchandise would you order through your television set or device, like Roku or Amazon Fire TV or Apple TV or Portal from Facebook? And would you do it regularly? And by the way, for all the Food Network Kitchen people out there that pay attention to that service, I'd like to know what you have ordered for this through that service. Let me know. Love to hear and love to share it with the rest of our listeners. So get on the horn, folks. Let's see if smart TV, by next year, we can make a smart TV day happen. Hey, we're a can-do nation, folks, and I think it'd be great. And I know that it would also make your smart TV set, a smart TV device, a more valuable part of your home and your viewing. All right, that's going to do it for our pro. Oh, one more thing. Last week, I invited you to comment about the fact that Governor Andrew Cuomo received the Emmy Award, the New York governor received the Emmy Award, the Founders Award, International Emmy Award, for his press conferences. He did another one today about the coronavirus pandemic. Do you think he deserved it, given where we're at with that epidemic? I'd still like to hear from you about that. So, again, email me, simonapple04@yahoo.com. Find me on Facebook, follow me on Twitter. Love to hear what you have to say, and we'll offer some comments on Friday's episode. Speaking of Friday's episode, this Friday, Netflix launches one of its most anticipated series of 2020, Selena the Series, the story of the brilliant performer of Tejano music that became an icon in short fashion and unfortunately didn't live to see a full blossoming of that talent, of her talent. Christian Serrano's from The Walking Dead and the Twilight movie is the star as Selena's. A lot of people, Selena, a lot of people think that she could pull a Jennifer Lopez for television. The first six episodes premiere on Friday. We hope to have one or two of the key executive producers of Selena's series on our show for a live same-day interview on Friday. So that's Friday on Tomorrow Be Televised, 3 p.m. Eastern, noon Pacific, right here on this very place you're tuning us in right now. So be sure to tune in. We also are working on some other guests as well. Also, we should let you know that coming up in December, among our guests will be the showrunner of the new Fox series, The Masked Dancer, James Breen. It was on this program that we had the showrunner of The Masked Singer nearly 2 years ago, and now we're going to have The Masked Dancer on, James Breen. And what I've seen from the show, I think it's going to be a lot of fun, and we'll see what dancing personalities or not are part of that show. James Breen from The Masked Dancer, he's the showrunner of that program that will premiere late next month on Fox. He'll be with us in a couple of weeks right here on the Marvel Televised. We have some other wonderful things we'll be doing, too, to wrap up 2020. Remember, if you came in late on today's program, want to catch up on episodes you missed, please give us a call, or I should say not give us a call. But anyway, go to our homepage and check out our recent episodes. All of our episodes in November included. We had a great, great bunch of guests on our show throughout the month. So check us out at blogtalkradio.com/televised. That's blogtalkradio.com/televised. Remember, you can also check us the replays out on podcasts. We're available on iTunes, Apple TV, Spreaker Podcast, Amazon Music, iHeartRadio.com, and TuneIn.com. Incidentally, if you would like a favorite podcast site for you, like Podcast One, Wondery, other podcast sites, like Google Podcast, Apple Podcast, that currently don't take our show, and you'd like to see them take it, here's my suggestion. Drop them a line, give them a communication, call, email them, be nice about it, let them know you like our show, and you'd like to have that site carry it. And if you'd like, let them know where I am, simonapple04@yahoo.com. I'd be very happy to talk with them by phone or email to see what we can do. That's how we got on Amazon Music. We learned that they were going to do it. We applied. And now we're part of more than 70,000 podcasts, series, and specials you can find right there. So once again, check us out on all those podcast sites. And if there's a podcast site that you listen to regularly, like Spotify, that doesn't take us right now, let them know that you'd like them to take us and have them talk to us, and we'll do the rest. And we thank you for your listening and for your support of our program. We want to get on more podcast sites, and thanks to you, we'll be able to do it. So once again, check us out on podcasts, as well as on blogtalkradio.com/televised. And as always, we welcome your comments. What do you think about our short show today? What's your thoughts on where TV is at, where it's headed? Again, simonapple04@yahoo.com. That's how you also get involved in our classic trivia question, show to know, other segments as well. Remember, we do respond to your emails within 24 hours, as well as your social media responses on Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn. Why? Because now more than ever, what you say matters. The views expressed here are those of the participants, not necessarily those of Blog Talk Radio and other distributors of this program. Our production associate at Blog Talk Radio is Mandolin. Andy Toe is Blog Talk Radio's general manager, with Jay Sonnenberg, head of content. The co-founders of Blog Talk Radio are Alan Levy and Bob Charish. Tomorrow Be Televised was brought to you today by Audible.com and Amazon Division. Remember, Audible transformed the way you hear the world. And remember, if you'd like to get a free audiobook or two, plus health and wellness material and more, for you or someone you love this holiday season, it's audibletrial.com/televised. For Tomorrow Be Televised, I'm Simon Applebaum in New York. Thank you for your listening. Have a great rest of your Monday and your week. We are back with you, guests included, on Friday, 3 p.m. Eastern, noon Pacific, you know where, Blog Talk Radio, Spreaker, TuneIn Radio, Amazon Music, and the IR Radio Podcast Network. Whatever you're up to between now and then, please make it safe and make it great. And let's lick this pandemic now more than ever. We're getting there, and we will lick it. So keep the faith. It's going to happen. Until the next time, stay well and stay tuned.